Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler, of the 75th Legislative District in Elk and Clearfield Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about a couple of topics that are related to the House Appropriations Committee and the budget hearings that are going on. You're now a member of that committee. You get to hear about a lot of things that are going on in the state. The first thing we'd like to talk about is state debt. I understand that you have been an advocate for better management of our state debt. Talk to us about what is going on, capitalized interest, what this is, and what you think is a better way to get this done.
State debt is something that I've been concerned about for a long time, and certainly now as the father of a two-year-old daughter, it's something that even takes more greater meaning to me. This week, I had the opportunity to question some of our state row officers, our attorney general, our auditor general, and our state treasurer about a number of things related to this. And one of the biggest concerns that has been raised is that there was a series of bond issuances that took place in 2018 that involved a questionable financial practice known as capitalized interest. Essentially, what happened was that the state borrowed money in 2018 and then took the first couple of years of interest payments and rolled that into the principal on this, which means an even greater shifting of the cost of these loans onto our kids and grandkids. And so I had some tough questions for the attorney general and the state treasurer specifically, and was able to highlight this questionable practice and highlight the fact that there was a state law that was passed in 2017 that is designed to restrict this practice in the future. And I think that by further highlighting this process and highlighting these restrictions, I think we can have a better financial future for our kids and grandkids.
Another questionable deal involves land debt and involves a possible audit. What is going on here? What are you learning? And what's the best way to approach this issue?
There was a large land deal that took place in our region of the state, in the north central portion of the state, in 2018 that involved an out-of-state company purchasing 60,000 acres of land with a $50 million 1% taxpayer-subsidized loan that came from the authority known as PennVest, which is supposed to be for water and sewer infrastructure. And so there was actually a unanimous resolution, House Resolution 948 was passed last year, that called for an audit of this program and this questionable practice to determine whether or not this was appropriate and to help make sure that something like this does not happen again. I asked the Auditor General this week if he intended to conduct that audit as requested last year, and I was able to highlight that particular issue, and we had a conversation about it, and I look forward to working with the Auditor General to see that this audit continues to fruition.
The next thing, and the next budget thing, and the final budget thing we'd kind of like to talk about, deals with a proposal by the governor, and I shudder to even mention these words, that addresses minimum wage. Obviously, this is a contentious issue. There's many sides to this. The governor has his own view that might bankrupt a couple companies out there, and there's some other views out there. Talk to us about where you stand on this.
We had a very interesting set of conversations this week about the minimum wage, and the purpose of the budget hearings is to look at what the governor has proposed, as the Constitution requires him to do, and then look at what would be our due diligence as legislators. And so the governor has proposed a very ambitious plan to raise the minimum wage immediately to $12 an hour this year, and then incrementally up to $15 an hour over the next couple of years. And so I first had the opportunity this week to question the director of an agency called the Independent Fiscal Office, which is supposed to be the fiscal umpire that calls the balls and strikes in this financial baseball game, so to speak. And the IFO has some very interesting statistics related to what this is going to mean. Certainly, there are some concerns that raising the minimum wage so drastically so soon will cause a decrease in employment and job opportunities in our state. The question is, what is the purpose of the minimum wage, and what will the impacts be of increasing the minimum wage? And then also the other question is, will the minimum wage have the desired outcome, which the governor says it will increase our state budget by $120 million? The concern that was raised overall was that by increasing the minimum wage so drastically and so quickly could cause a huge decrease in employment opportunities in the state. It's a conversation that's going to take a few months to get through, but it's something that I'm committed to getting to the bottom of to make sure we make the right decision for the people of Pennsylvania.
And on that note, when we're talking about the employment opportunities that are out there, if you take away the minimum wage, we're really looking at the elimination of jobs that are entry-level jobs. jobs that kids can do, jobs that teens can do, jobs that anyone can do, so you get a little bit more experience so you can get a better job. Is that overall, in your mind, a detriment to the overall economic health of the Commonwealth?
I think it's important to look at the minimum wage as an opportunity to start climbing the ladder. And so the concern is, if we raise the minimum wage so drastically to the point where we put that first rung of the ladder too far out of reach of too many people, then it's going to take away opportunity. So I think it's an important discussion to have, and we need to find out what is the right level to set that at. And so right now we're asking the question, is the right level $7.25 where it currently is, or is the right level $12, or is it somewhere in between? Those are the sort of answers that we need to work on in the next few months.
Representative Gobler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.